So, here we go. Welcome to IMO, In My Opinion, with Jack and Joey's mini episode number 3. I am back. I told you I'd check back in with you at the end of the week, and here I am. I am actually in Indianapolis, Minnesota, trying to get home, finally, for the first time in 2 months. So we'll see what happens. I hopefully get somewhere today. I do think that I got a good one for you today. I listen to a lot of podcasts, as I said in the last mini episode, and I discovered a new one on Spotify, and it's available other places as well, but it's called High Strange. And it's about aliens and alien abductions. Now, do I believe in aliens? I am not 100% sure. but I am open-minded. I find it hard not to believe that there are other life forms out there. Do they have the ability to travel to get here? I have no idea. This podcast is really interesting, though, because this guy is extremely good at what he does. He does extensive interviews. He must have a production team. That's all I can say, because the amount of production put into this podcast, it is over the top. It is really well done. He interviews this guy, Travis. Let me see if I can find his name. It happened in 1975, and he was abducted by aliens, and it happened basically with witnesses. Him and five of his co-workers who were working for a logging company, doing some logging out in the middle of nowhere, were heading back at the end of the day. Travis Walton was his name. Anyway, they were heading back at the end of the day, and they saw something and saw a light or whatever, and they kind of went towards it. And as soon as they pulled up, this Travis, who, you know, at the time was a young man, jumped out and ran towards it, and it was this like blue disc shaped type orb hovering above the ground. And when he got close to it, a blue light or blue something came out and struck him and knocked him down. His friends were so taken back and startled. I mean, it literally like threw him several feet. So I don't know if they thought maybe it killed him or what, but they got in the truck and took off. And we're talking about it a few minutes later, and decided that they should go back. So they went back to look for him, and he wasn't there. He was missing for 5 days. These guys went to the police, of course, and told their story. And they were, you know, instantly suspects for murder. They did everything. They asked to get a lie detector test, sodium pentothal, or what, you know, the truth serum. They asked for all that, you know, wanting to show that they weren't making this up, that they weren't lying. And they passed everything. There was like one that was inconclusive out of 5. But you know, that's just the nature of those tests. But 5 days later, 20 miles away from where he disappeared, he shows up. Now, this guy doing this High Strange podcast interviews him, and it's a very good interview. He does a really good job. It just held my interest extremely. And not that, like I said, not because of my strong, avid belief in aliens. It's more of just how well, even if it was all made up, he did such an extraordinary job of telling the story that it's worth a listen. The main thing that this brought on for me is the idea of aliens and what I have heard recently in that regards to religion. Well, people, you know, Christians believe that we are basically created by God and pretty much are the center of our universe or our world. I mean, I think a lot of them believe that there are other worlds, but we will never see them as long as we're here. Now, just to be an advocate on the side of God, if that were the case, I don't think he would allow aliens to visit. It would just cause too much confusion and disbelief in him. So, I don't know where to go on that, but what some churches are saying now is that the idea behind aliens comes directly from the devil. And that the devil is using this and will use this in the end of time to pull people away from God. Now, you're asking yourself, well, how? Well, disbelief, obviously, but it's very convincing, the story that they put forth, that this is what's going to happen. And that it's all been a giant ruse to get people to slowly believe that they exist and to stop their belief in God. I don't know. I really don't know one way or the other what the truth is. It just seems too convenient that they came up with this story to counter any alien visits that may happen. That's just me, but seems rather convenient to me. I do want to take a moment to recommend a couple other podcasts. In fact, one of the buddies that I had on as a guest early on in the podcast was also a podcaster, Squid from Squid Talks. Now, he actually has a couple different podcasts, but they're both linked under the same title, Squid Talks. The other one is called I had it written down, and I never get it right. I have to look at it to actually get it right, and I don't know why. It's really not that difficult. From pen to paper to podcast, because he writes screenplays. Well, him and his buddy, and they do this podcast together. Well, I was listening, and they have had some interviews with authors. And it's just incredible. So he's come a long way since he started. Proud to know him. He's a good guy. Jack and I are going to be appearing as guest on his show fairly soon. The day has not been locked down yet, and when it is, I will announce it, but you can hear us there as well. So, also, I do have another one that I just kind of stumbled upon, because I do listen to a couple different true crime podcasts. The main one that got me started was My Favorite Murder with Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstark. They have come a huge long way since they started. They now have their own production company called Exactly Right, which several podcasts are under. So those guys are really good. But the one that I wanted to bring to people's attention is called Inhuman. And it's got Haley and Andrea on it. And they start out with a 12-part series about a serial abductor and rapist. And this girl is held captive for like 10 or 12 years, something like that. But she finally goes free, and or gets free along with, and she's had children while she's been abducted by this guy. He fathered a couple of children by her as well. So he winds up obviously going to prison, but this is like a 12 or 16 episode series on just that guy and her story. And it's incredible. But then they continue on with other serial killers or other murders. And they are just amazing. Very dedicated, very caring people. And the one that they just recently talked about, back in, like, it was episode 139 of theirs, they talked about this gal, Tristan Bailey, who was murdered. She was 13 years old, stabbed 114 times by a 14-year-old young man. Just a tragic story for everybody involved. But that was episode 139. Now in episode 195, a recent episode, they come back with the sentencing for this young man, and they actually play the recordings of the victim's statements, which is her family, basically. But just an incredible story, incredible podcast. I highly recommend Inhuman. But for as far as podcast goes, there are so many out there. Whatever you're into, whatever you're interested in, you can find one that will satisfy you. So just check them out. That, again, Squid Talks, Inhuman, High Strange, and of course, IMO in my opinion with Jack and Joey. But listening to podcasts is a passion of mine. Mainly because I'm on the road so much, and it's the one thing I can do to stay current. But I highly recommend the ones I've talked about today. Very interesting stories, a lot of things to learn about what really goes on in this world. So stay in touch, stay in tune, send us an email. Our new email address is thinkbigthinkloud@gmail.com. You can reach out to us there. The website is thinkbigthinkloud.com. So you can also listen to us free there. And until next time, think big, think loud.